Let's talk about some of these purported alien bases, if we can, Glenn, for a moment. Some of the pictures, I will admit, look very strange indeed. They're just objects there that make you want to look two, three, four times to figure out exactly what's going on there. There's a series that you have in the book. It looks like some kind of a tractor device that is leaving a miles and miles of a very strange print that you would see from a tire, for example.
Yeah, there's also, if you look slightly north to that picture, there's also a very faint track of a much smaller device as well that's leading out in front of it by about 15 degrees.
Let's talk about some of the bases. What do you think is out there?
Well, I believe through observation and collection of data and networking, I believe that the moon is being used as an observation platform, and also from the photos, that it seems that there is some type of activity going there. The one picture that I provided for your website there of that small crater where it looks, you can see the material dumping out of the crater into the larger one as it obscures the crater lip. And other pictures are in the book showing terracing of craters and things like that. Seems to show that some type of perhaps mining activity is going on the moon. And of course, there's a great deal of talk and speculation how much of it may be extraterrestrial and how much of it may be a terrestrial base.
Like we probably kept going back there?
Well, there is some speculation to say that we have the technology and the capabilities of going back there, and there are other countries that have talked and devoted sections of their, you know, gross national product to set up facilities on the moon and to explore the mining potential. So it's not a far-fetched concept. It actually, that in the asteroid belt would provide a great deal of raw essential material, and perhaps we could give our own planet a little bit of a break here.
If we're going back, why are we keeping it a secret when we kept the first groupings of Apollo missions so public?
Well, that particular program, of course, was at the inspiration of President Kennedy when he challenged us to put forward a progressive space program, and that it would unite and not only people in their thinking and education and technology, but unite economies as well, to give an opposite direction towards the same old status quo, so to speak. And so that program and those programs were, of course, very visible because the administration's honor, so to speak, rested upon the continuance. Those were the good things, and obviously, as the Vietnam War escalated, we needed good news for a change. And so those programs continued to be very much in the forefront. Then, of course, after Apollo 17 in the mid-1970s, there were so many budget cuts. There was a great amount of questioning of why we would spend money to go into space when obviously we needed a great deal of funds to fix problems here on this planet. And so basically, for lack of anything better, public support simply evaporated. And then it was very easy to cut these programs and then completely throw it off.
You think they're black ops trips?
I would not be surprised if they're black op trips. Because, naturally we are experimenting. Nothing ever stands still. When we look at the development of our research and development of Skunk Works and things like that, the public generally gets sight of these things, you know, one decade or sometimes two decades after the development itself.
Sure.
And nothing ever stands still. We never completely kill any program. We never, completely whitewash it. There's always something going on behind the scenes. And I would not for a minute doubt that the benefits of going to the moon were very obvious and that we have continued to go there.
How would they launch without the public seeing the launch? They can't do it from Kennedy.
There's different ways to look at that. Of course, there are other launch facilities that are available, one in the Indian Ocean. And so, you launch from that particular facility and you can be in equatorial orbit, way the long time before you get to the West Coast. Or, of course, there have been others who have suggested that we have progressed past the fiery vehicle, strap yourself to a missile technology, and develop technology that does not require to sit on the back of a Saturn V.
What kind of materials, if indeed it is us, what kind of materials do you think they're mining from the moon?
Well, there's a number of benefits there from the moon. Working in that particular environment, of course, is very arduous, but the access to raw material, one report once came out and said that the type of materials that we now mine off of our planet, as far as things like titanium, gold, diamonds, industrial type composites that we use, and so on and so forth, is much more readily available and much more abundant on that satellite body.
Well, but aren't diamonds created from carbon? I don't think there's carbon on the moon.
Well, that's a debatable point. I mean, obviously, these satellite body is developed from the same materials the planet is developed from in one stage or another. So would it be so outrageous to expect that over a period of time, minerals develop and other, perhaps, alterations of certain things that could be beneficial is also available as well? And after all, diamond, for all intents and purposes, is a very common stone. If it would not be held back by the diamond consortiums, you could buy it for a dollar a carat. So it's more of intrinsic value than it really is a substance.
If this program is ongoing, and we say that it's black ops, might it also be done without the knowledge of NASA, official knowledge of NASA? Because here we are struggling with a space shuttle program, mm-hmm. and in areas like that, and if indeed there's black ops with better technology, I got to believe NASA doesn't know anything about it.
I would certainly agree with that conclusion. Just because one agency is specifically specialized in one particular thing, you have to remember that it is a consortium of military officers that have a certain amount of input from the Pentagon and what have you. So there are many different input leads into NASA. And naturally, if information doesn't want to be given, then people go about their daily jobs. You have very dedicated engineers who are trying to work on the space shuttle program on a device that's 25 years old. And you have dedicated people who are working at all the data that comes in from all the various programs that these people have said, we have no way, we don't have the staff or personnel to analyze it. It goes into rooms and closed in cold environment file cabinets, and there it sits. Nobody takes a look at it.